it's an unacceptable performance. There's no point in saying any different. Of course we're missing players, but the quality that we had in the pitch, it was definitely good enough to win the game, and we just never got going. And when you give a team like that something to sort of cling on to, a bit of hope, then they're well organised. They were always going to create something on the break. Brian makes a brilliant save at 0-0 as well from a counter attack. So just really poor from us, and unacceptable. And you look at the Bohemians game the last day, we lost the game, but there was a purpose there, play, and we created some really good opportunities. Our opportunities tonight were from set plays and set plays only. So just a really poor display from us, and it's not acceptable for a club of this size.
When you assess the performance, what is it that went wrong, Rory? Was it tactical? Was it a lack of quality out there? Was it a lack of fight, maybe?
Well, probably all those things, Eric. I think it's my job as manager. I accept responsibility. I put the players on the pitch, but there was a bit of everything that just was lacking tonight. Our play was too slow, and no purpose to it, and pedestrian, and when you let a team like that sit in behind the ball and keep their shape, then it becomes a frustrating night, and it was certainly that.
Did you or the players underestimate the opposition tonight?
No, absolutely not. No, we didn't. We watched every single game that they've played this season. Every game that they've played in, there's been no more than a goal in it. Shamrock Rovers last week didn't deserve to lose the game. We certainly didn't underestimate them.
Did they surprise you?
No, they didn't surprise me. They didn't surprise me at all. They're a good side with good players and really well organised, and they've experience in the right areas of the pitch, and we didn't get going tonight, but we certainly didn't disrespect them, that's for sure, and how we prepared.
Pat Hooven didn't start the game. He came on as a sub in the second half. What was the circumstances surrounding him tonight?
Pat got an injury a couple of weeks ago, and to be honest, we didn't think he would make it at all tonight. But he was feeling good, and he asked to do a fitness test yesterday. They put himself forward. They come off the bench, so he got through everything not too bad yesterday. He's in a wee bit of pain, but. He's a strong character, Pat, and he wanted to put himself out there, and he hadn't trained in the last couple of weeks. He's had an injury, and he's done a wee bit with the physio and Kevin, with Mickey and Kevin yesterday, and put his hand up.
And just finally on the Shelburne game on Monday night, quick turnaround, has that now become a game that you really can't afford to lose?
It's a huge game, and listen, we're a big football club. We have to demand more from ourselves, and every game that we play, we have to do more to win. We started the season quite well, and we've had a couple of poor results now, so we need men, we need to stand up, and we have a responsibility to this football club to produce better than what we've done tonight anyway, that's for sure.
Rory, that 1-0 defeat, frustrating night for everybody involved with Derry City.
Of course it is. It's a rotten night. It's hard to pinpoint and hard to put your finger on it, but it's not acceptable when you play for this football club and the way the club's been built now and all those sort of stuff, and it's unacceptable, and we go down now to Shelburne on Monday, and we need men, and we need to stand up and be counted and make sure that we don't reproduce something like that.
It's back-to-back defeats for Derry City, but a complete contrast in the nature of those two defeats tonight, but slow and lack of fluidity and lack of chances.
Absolutely. Any chances we had were from set plays. We were slow. As you said, we lost in daily amount. But we had a go, and we created opportunities tonight. We were just pedestrian and flat, and as I said, it's not when you represent this club, We need to do far, far better than that.
So it's 8 points behind Shelburne's, who we play on Monday night, so huge game then.
Massive game, and we need to roll up our sleeves and show guts and courage and go down there and try and get a big result.
So I suppose the very small positive from the night was Kieran Hargan introduced a great stand ovation from the whole stadium, and a good way to be greeted for his 100th appearance for the club.
It's been a long 2 years for Kieran. He's a huge Derry City lad, and it's great for him, and it's probably the biggest cheer of the night from us, and rightly so, because we didn't do much else to warrant that, and I'm delighted for him that he's back on the pitch and he's got a taste of it.
Rory, the first half was very flat. Were you a bit happier with the second half?
Slightly. But in the moments when you have territory and you have set plays and you have possession, then you need to capitalise, and we didn't. And we needed to show more bravery in our play. And if we don't show that on Monday, we'll get the same result.
And this is another one of those weeks where there's three games in a week?
It is, aye. It's a test, and I know we're down bodies, which isn't ideal, but we have to recover properly tomorrow, prepare Sunday, and try and win on Monday.
What type of game did you want as well, to be after a performance and result like that?
Aye, absolutely. It's a great game, and it's one that we have to relish, and we have to man up to, and roll our sleeves up and understand what we're representing, and bring far, far more to the party than what we've done tonight.
And you've had good results down there as well, too, decent records since you've taken over, so you can take confidence from previous games down at Tolka.
Aye, well, you could say that, but we just have to focus on ourselves now and recover, and go down there with the right mentality and the right drive to win a game of football.